guests tonight. Pastor Buddy, Pastor Buddy, are you there?
Greetings, Brother Randall, and around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to be aboard tonight, and we got a great program lined up, and we hope and trust that everybody is safe and sound tonight around the world as they listen to us on WWRB.
Well, I do too, Pastor Buddy. And how is everything down in your neck of the woods?
Everything down here, Randall, is very good. We got an inch of rain today, and we certainly need it, and we're a little bit behind on the rainfall, so everything's looking good. You know, Brother Randall, the world situation is not looking that good because, as you very well know, the New World Order has created a chaotic end-time event. And if you go to the second chapter of the book of Daniel, you'll see that the outline that was given to Daniel in the dream, he dreamed about four world empires. And, of course, he was talking about, the first one was Babylon, the head of gold. And Babylon, as you very well know, existed in history and starting around 605 B.C. and ruled to 538 B.C. Then the Medo-Persian Empire came into existence at 538 B.C. to 331 B.C. And then we had the Grecian Empire from 331 to 168. And then Rome, that great, terrible beast that is the fourth kingdom, from 168 to 476. And in that time, the Messiah, the prince, they would be instrumental in putting him to death. And then it reveals, here's what we need to look at tonight, Brother Randall, it reveals that Rome, the Roman Empire, would be split into 10 territories, and that actually happened, as you very well know in history, and was proven very accurate. The prophecy was of Daniel 2, for by 476 A.D., Rome was divided into 10 nations, from which we have the present-day 10 aligned nations of Europe. And so, if you look around, this aligned nation is trying to gather the nations together in the last days in a unified one world order kingdom. And Brother Randall, we have been told by the communistic agenda, Mr. Khrushchev said that America would surrender to communism without a shot. And as you very well know, our country is a political joke around the world tonight. And they also made a statement, and this is the agenda of the communist agenda, the Edomite communist agenda, I might add, and that's rule through chaos. Well, the world is in chaos. Terrorism, bombings, innocent people, the beautiful woman in Pakistan, was blown to smithereens, and we all know that the New World Order was behind that, and they're also behind stirring up the people in Abraham's country, Iraq, and Iran, and Pakistan, Afghanistan. All these nations are Islamic, and of course, they own a lot of wealth, the opium trade, the heroin, and all of the poppy fields of Afghanistan, the oil fields of Iraq and Iran, and Pakistan, which is a very powerful nuclear country. I think they have possibly 100 to 200 nuclear weapons. And Randall, we are in perilous times. Can you agree?
Without a doubt, sir, I can second that.
Well, we've got the prophetic warning of the Bible. People that study the Bible know, you know, talking about the Roman Empire, and of course the apostolic fathers wrote about the end times and called it the end times 2,000 years ago. So then, if one day is 1,000 years to our father, it's only been 2 days in his time. And, of course, it says, after 2 days, he will revive us. And the third day, he will raise us up. So we've got maybe 1,000 years for the third day. We're entering into that 1,000 years of the last, maybe the last 1,000 years allotted for the history of the earth until there is a major change. And you know, most people fear what's coming, but Randall, you know without a doubt that unless there is a divine intervention by the watchers, the angels, which is mentioned in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, when he said he's coming with all of his angels. So we're going to have a planet Earth is in for some very interesting and exciting, dangerous, and yet holy times.
Yes, I believe that you are right, and I think no matter how you look or where you look, whether if you're looking at crop circles and the Mayan prophecies or the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Apocrypha, or the Pseudo-Gripha, or any of the other ancient manuscripts that keep popping up pretty much.
Well, that's true. We've got, we've got all of the tumblers on the lock. And, you know, the Bible said the wise will understand, but the wicked won't. And in this chaotic time that we live in, with the New World Order coming into power play, if you look, we're turning more. All of this terror, Randall, there's something behind all of the terror that is being unleashed in these nations. You know, it happened at 9/11 here in America. We had that was blamed on the Taliban and the little Arab boys that they came over here and went to school for 2 or 3 weeks and learned how to fly these big 757 jets and aim them. You know, even some of the world's most experienced pilots that have flown these planes for years and years say that they could not in any way match the accuracy of flying this giant plane into a little building, and you know, like they did. And of course we know that if this was a planned and staged event that they brought, they wreaked havoc here in America. And of course America came out and it gave the United States a license, if you will, to take revenge on the Islamic states abroad. And that's why we're in a war now. Do you imagine, Randall, how much money that this system has spent, our nation, our people, our taxpayers, that we have spent in the war since 1993 when George W. Sr. invaded Iraq and all the carnage that was brought about. And here now we are 10 years, almost 9 to 10 years into the venture, and billions of dollars, Randall. Now we're into trillions of dollars in the expense of the war, so they must be a very good reason or a return on the money, or these smart men, this New World Order wouldn't be spending all the money that they're spending just to get over there and shoot down some camel jockeys.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, well, just who killed Mr. Bhutto. Was it the most hated American president since time immemorial of George Washington? I mean, could it possibly be that George Caligula Bush, Satan, little poodle, could him and the CIA, K-I-A-D-A, are they the ones that killed her? Or was it Mr. Sharif of Pakistan himself who had her killed? Or did the Illuminati kill her?
Well, the difference between a totalitarian state which controls all means of production and one which the very owners of the means of production control the state. And we have gone now, as you very well know, to a a republic to a democracy. And, of course, that just means mob rule. And in mob rule, which is chaotic, as you very well know, and out of the chaos comes the dictatorial powers of the dictator that will eventually rule this world. What they're looking for is a United Nations. They formed that, as you very well know, to bring the nations together. Well, we've had more war since that they formed the United Nations, I think about 1945. We've had more wars since then, and more division as a result of it than we did before. So whatever they're doing is not working, and yet it may be working for the ultimate cause, of, as you say, because we have world leaders that are advocating a new world order, and our nation is, looks like to me, our nation is the one is promoting the strongest ideals about a new world order coming right out of America.
Well, I can't argue a lick with you, because you're actually right on the money once again in what you're saying. And yes, indeed, the American dumb sheep will follow George Caligula Bush wherever indeed he wants to take them. And they don't mind laying their sons and daughters on the sacrificial altar for the world order.
Well, that is very true. I can agree with that 100%. That, yeah, I think this beautiful woman, this Pakistani woman that went home with a dream that she was going to restore democracy, there's no way. Listen, let me give you a quote here. This is in 1950. This plan, this plot of a new world order goes back a long way. Listen to Paul Wartburg. Does he sound familiar to you, Randall?
Yeah, he's right up there at the top of the list.
All right.
Of Satan's children.
Well, Mr. Wartburg, as you very well know, and you, of course, know who he was. Here's what he said when he testified in 1950 now before the U.S. Senate. We will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that government, the one world government, will be achieved by conquest or by consent. February the 17th, 1950, as he testified before the U.S. Senate. Dr. John Coleman, Randall, he published The Conspirators' Hierarchy and the Story of the Committee of 300, and I have the book here, and he did meticulous research. He identified the players of the Committee of 300 and carefully detailed the New World Order agenda of worldwide domination and control. On page 161 of the Committee of 300, Dr. Coleman accurately summarizes the intent and purpose of the committee as follows. Listen to this now, Randall. A one world government and one unit monetary system. Do you believe, Randall, that here in the North American continent, now we done got the euro going up against the dollar, and a dollar taking a terrible beating, they've plunged our housing, which is, we've led the world in development and housing, and this is the strongest depression in the housing since the 40s, after the boom of the war. But their one unit monetary system under permanent non-elected leaders who will self-select from among their numbers in the form of a system as was designed in the Middle Ages in this one world entity. The population, listen now, Randall, the population will be limited by restrictions on the number of children per family. Diseases, wars, famines, terrorism will exist until 1 billion people who are useful to the ruling class will be left strictly to serve the leaders of the New World Order. There will be no middle class, only rulers and servants. All laws will be uniform under a legal system of world courts, practicing the same unified code internationally, backed up by a one world government police force. Sound familiar, Randall? And a one world unified military to enforce the laws in all former countries where no national boundaries shall exist. The system will be on the basis of a welfare state. Sound familiar, Randall?
Yes, sir.
Those who are obedient and subservient to the one world government will be rewarded with the means to live. Those who are rebellious will simply be starved to death or declared outlaws and thus become a target for anyone who wishes to kill them. Privately owned firearms or weapons of any kind will be strictly forbidden. Well, Randall, it looks like we are right at the formation point of the New World Order.
Well, it's very clear to me that those FEMA camps, all those brand new FEMA camps that they built, weren't built just because they were bored, didn't have nothing else to do, so they built these high-tech FEMA camps to incarcerate large numbers of Americans.
Well, I agree with that. They know what's coming, and they, just like Paul Wartburg said in 1950, whether or not that they bring in the New World Order with or without force, they're going to do it one way or the other. All of those that stand in their way, their technique is to create problems by funding and assembling and training an opposition group to stimulate turmoil and terrorism in an established political power in regions and countries and continents that they wish to impinge upon, and thus create opposing factions in a conflict that the New World Order themselves maneuvered into existence. In recent decades, so-called opposition groups are usefully identified in the media as freedom fighters or liberators, or in this case, militia or the Taliban. Well, all that's going on right today, Randall.
Well, who do you think killed Mr. Scuto there, Pastor Buddy? Do you think it was our own CIA Icania, or do you think it was
Well, the New World Order puppeteers that are have this agenda, like I say, to create chaos. And listen to their techniques to establish an agenda through skillful manipulation. John Kennedy was killed by the New World Order when he tried to restore this republic back from the control of the Zionist New World Order. And anybody that stands in their way, or anything that they can use to illustrate or orchestrate a chaotic situation, and this is the plan, where that we'll have constant fear, that we live in constant fear. And Randall, you very well know the borders on north and south, from Canada to Mexico, they've been laid back, and now they're using all of the influx of the immigrants into the United States of America to actually bring about. If you just talk on a telephone, your telephone calls are all routed through India, outsourcing all of our industry, which the United States was the leader. in industry around the world, and nations looked up to us. And now we have got such a bad reputation by at least for the last 25 or 30 years of our government, and I think it's planned and orchestrated that the peoples of the world will get dissatisfied with America, and America will be brought down to its knees. It's the most richest, prosperous nation, and it has the most armed population in the world that would stand in defense of our nation. So then, if they can destroy that and remove this power, this obstacle, through fear, I mean, people are going to sign up in mass. They're already taking the inoculations, the vaccinations, and when the chip time comes, when they do give us a chip, and they're going to do away with the cards and the Social Security card, that's all going to be done away with, and they're going to modernize a worldwide new world order, and all they have to do is implant the chip, and they've got you wherever you go, whatever you purchase, whatever you drink, whatever you do, all of your activities will be monitored through the chip. And that way, they'll know exactly what's going on in their own created little world. So they stage this by controlled media. And Randall, should I ask you who owns the media in the world?
Well, I think even the IQ is no brighter than a 60-watt light bulb. Figure that one out.
You got that right.
We all know who owns the controlled media. And while we're on this subject, I would like to bring something up for a few minutes. Listen to this and comment when I'm done here in a minute. During the past 200 or more years of Great Britain's history, as the company of nations and the United States of America as the great people, God prospered their undertakings in accordance with the promises of the everlasting Abrahamic covenant. Instead of responding in gratitude for those blessings, acknowledging their origin, identity, and responsibility as God's kingdom people, and then elect to conform with the terms of the covenant, both the visions of the house of Joseph, that is, descendants functioning under the governmental structure as promised to Joseph's sons Ephraim and Manasseh, turned their back on righteousness because of this failure. The punitive clause of the national covenant entered into at Mount Sinai by Yahweh, the God of Israel, did in the days of old when they departed from righteous practices. What do you think of that, Pastor
Mike? Oh, right on, Randall. I tell you what, if you look at, see, people are panicking, no jobs. And see, what they're doing, they create hard times or distressed times so that the people will be more submissive. You know, a hungry people or a fearful people that's not going to have an income, and we're so geared to the three-car garage, and the little house on the corner with a huge mortgage that will never get paid off. So the corporation portion of the New World Order is dominated by, as you will know, international bankers, oil barons, and pharmaceutical cartels, as well as other major multinational corporations. The Royal Family of England, you just mentioned the United States and England, and namely Queen Elizabeth II and the House of Windsor, who are in fact descendants of the German arm of the European royalty of the House of Rothschild. They changed their name to Windsor in 1914. These are high-level players in the orchestra which controls the upper strata of the New World Order. The decision-making nerve centers of this effort are located, guess where, Randall? London, especially the city of London, Switzerland, and Brussels, which is the headquarters of NATO. The United Nations, along with the agencies working under the UN umbrella, such as the World Health Organization, you think they're really concerned about your health, are full-time players in this scheme. Similarly, NATO is a military tool of the New World Order. Now listen to this, Randall. The leaders of all major industrial countries like the United States, you just mentioned, England, Germany, Italy, Austria, New Zealand, are members of the G7, G8. They're active and fully cooperative participants in the conspiracy of the New World Order. In this century, the degree of control exerted by the New World Order has advanced to the point that only certain hand-picked individuals who are groomed and selected are even eligible to become the prime ministers or presidents of the countries like England, Germany, France, United States, etc. It doesn't matter whether Bill Clinton or Bob Dole or Mr. Gore or Mr. Bush. It doesn't matter because they all play for the same team on the same side. If it doesn't matter, the results will be the same at the election. And so therefore, when Stalin said it's not those who vote in a democracy, it's those that count them. And so then, our political agenda has been planned at least 25 to 30 years in advance. And so right tonight, they know who the next president of the United States is. What they do, they play this political game because they know that most of the Israelites in America and these countries that we just mentioned are very sports-minded, and we love a good old Donnybrook or a good battle or a good political debate. And people get caught up every 4 years. We get caught up in a national scheme and think that we're electing our president, when in reality, it is the election of the New World Order by the Committee of the 13 that rules behind the Iron Curtain of the world.
Well, ever since 1948 and since, 15 race have occupied Palestine under the premise of the occupied state of Israel today, our foreign entanglements have been a disaster after disaster after disaster, and even right now today we're stuck in a supreme disaster designed by the Bush criminal crime family, mm-hmm. all the way back to the first President Bush. And then if we go back even further back to the days of Prescott, when they were sitting around under the apple tree drinking wine
mm-hmm.
out of the skull of Geronimo
mm-hmm.
in their ritual practices. And I don't need to comment on Bohemian Grove as an afterthought.
And that's exactly right. Or in Brussels, where we were mentioning a while ago, the European royalty, the elite, from the House of Rothschild on down to the Queen of England. Brother Randall, it is an absolute fact that most of the major wars and the political upheavals and the economic depressions and the recessions of the past 100 years were carefully planned and orchestrated and instigated by these elite that run the world. And, you know, if we really look at the situation here tonight, the way the turmoil and the chaos and the confusion, a whirl of terrorism everywhere you go, you're not safe in an airplane, you're not safe in a bus station, you're not safe at home, you're not safe in your own country. And that's exactly what the New World Order has consolidated into the planned thinking apparatus, to have a fearful population. And the Bible mentioned it, Randall. It says that people will be fearful, looking. And so to be fearful, we've got to be told that we should fear something. And as the old adage, we have nothing to fear except fear itself. But when we are taught to fear, when your children are programmed to think, the schools, the curriculum of the schools, Randall, is not now reading, writing, and arithmetic, which used to be the standard that built this world to the modern state it's in. Now it's remember to turn on your radio and listen for your instructions from the New World Order, and or here's your 800 number, call the DHS if your parents mistreat you.
Well, a perfect explanation of that would be about 3 months ago, some freshman college students were given one of those surprise test quizzes in a, I don't know if it was a history class or if it was a psychology class, what kind of class it was. Psychology, I'm not sure, but anyway, it was an experiment, I suppose, by the teacher. I don't know what the teacher's point was on the student, but anyway, cut a long story short, he gave out the test to the students, like I said, just a few months back, and the test was taken, and 70% of that class that took that test failed the test. And then when she published the results to the class, she informed the class that this test that they all failed in their first year of college was taken from a sixth grade level test in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
So, from 1942 to today, that shows you what all these millions of dollars with no child left behind. Now I know what Satan's little poodle, George Caligula Bush, means by no child left behind, because no child has gone forward. I'm finally catching on to the Bush criminal crime family one-liners after 8 years of dragging this once great country down to its worst state since the conception of July 4th, 1776.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Randall, with the goals of the New World Order, the famous five C's come to mind. Number one, consolidate everything, and that's no child to be advanced beyond the ability to think for himself. Commercialize everything, classify everything, claim everything, and control everything. Listen to Henry Kissinger in 1992 in France when he made a speech. Today, Americans would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or imagined or planned, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Mr. Henry Kissinger, one of those New World Order, the sons of Baal.
Well, that's more proof in the proverbial pudding, as far as I'm concerned, and was even just as disturbing.
Very disturbing. You know, we got, instead of having, Randall, we have, you mentioned in 1776 our Constitution was written in by holy men, and they used the Bible as the framework. Today, under the guidance of this New World Order, or world management system, is that it is managed by social engineers, rather than governments based on a written constitution. We're all affected by this management system, and it depends on what the social engineers decide the system should do for you and what it is required of you. The social engineers and system managers think of themselves as scientists applying the scientific method to control the group behavior. Your behavior and your relationships are regarded as the subject of investigation and control by those who call themselves social scientists. You are among their test animals, and you have no say in and often no knowledge of the experiments that involve you. If the New World Order is totally implemented, your independence, your individuality, and freedom will be gone. There is nothing new about the idea of managing others through social engineering or even controlling the whole world, which is the ultimate goal. That has been the goal of the social philosophers for thousands of years. However, we need not go back over ancient history. We are concerned primarily with what has been going on in our own generation. And we can easily understand quite well, if we confine ourselves to the 19th and 20th centuries, that the goal of the New World Order is to organize a people that think like the government sponsors the social engineers to have you to think. When this generation passes away, the children of the generation that we have raised are now the helpless robots of the New World Order to come. Frightening, Brother Randall.
Indeed it is. And if I had the power, what I would do is I would break down the door of almost every church in America, and I would drag the man behind the pulpit out. No doubt he wouldn't want to go willingly. Drag them out and start placing them on trials, nationwide trials, with a 501c concept gotten away from the statutes, the laws, the commandments, the judgments, the ordinances. And if we don't go back, if we don't get back to the true worship of Yahweh, and I don't know how else it's going to happen, because according to Ezekiel's chapter 38 and 39, the whole reason for Rush and all her accompaniment to come up and take a spoil is to prove, as you read later in the chapter, is to show both the heathen and Yahweh's people that he is still in charge and that he indeed is still an alive, living God. But I just don't see, when I look out across America today, all I see, Pastor Buddy, is a heathen nation.
Exactly right. You know, you mentioned the learning of the sheep, or the dumbing down of the sheep is a better word, and that's exactly what you meant. In other words, to be controlled. In other words, to demonstrate how the New World Order sociological, economic, and religious goals are being brought about, you can look first at our public school system that you just mentioned. Most students and parents think that the purpose of public schools is to teach essential and interesting information, vocational and recreational skills, considerate and responsible behavior, and of an appreciation of our country's history and constitution. After your formal education is over, your parents expect that you should be able to take responsibility for your own moral, material, and social well-being, and also for the moral, material, and social well-being of any children that you might have until they, too, are ready to claim such freedom for themselves. But as you very well know, our schools are to teach the children that they must obey the state, and they give them the appropriate information to think as the state thinks, or as they are instructed to think. And that's the great change here in the last 40 years that we have seen slowly, slowly emerging, as we, like the proverbial frog in the boiling water, we're almost at the point of cooked.
Well, public schools just no more than a holding pen for what's coming down the pipe for those little children later on in the movement through that obstacle. Because with the lies that they teach in school, going back to the Christopher Columbus discovering America onwards, it's just full of lies, inconsistencies, half-truths, whitewash, and loosely, and loosely based on truth.
Well, you know, that's true, because if you look at, we're talking about our children. Our children are our future, and they know that our future is tied up in the children. They're not concerned about us, because we'll soon pass away, but they're concerned with the next 50 years of the next generation. At one time, as we were mentioning, the goal of those who planned the school curriculum in the local communities seemed to follow the wishes of parents and the needs of students. Now, however, those sociologicals who have the power to affect policy in the public schools do not concern themselves with what you need, or what your parents want for you, or with respect and support for the United States Constitution. Their primary goals are to consolidate with the curriculum that they are now instituting, is to consolidate the policies, the commercializing, the instruction, and the classification of individuals to claim jurisdiction and establish control and train you to fit obediently into the world management system without hesitation or protest.
And the destruction of the American family by the social engineers has been so complete that the mortician in the town where I live in tells me the day of the big family funerals is almost a thing of the past. Today, the average funeral, there's only but a handful of people show up for these families when their loved ones pass. But not too many years ago, he said the whole parking lot would be full of these funerals, and there would be hardly any room. Now it's getting to the point that when a family member dies, just a few people attend the service, and he just can't get over the big change in the way we prepare and bury our dead in just the last 20 to 30 years. He says you can see the destruction. Every time I do one of these, I can see the destruction of the American family.
Oh, man.
What do you think of that, Pastor?
Hey, man, you're right on, and I tell you what, that is so true, and you know, it alarms me that that as far back, listen to this now, this is a sociological quotation by Ross L. Finley in 1928, and he stated, quote, "A new world order is emerging in which the social structures will be of a different shape. The social resources of a different scope and caliber than anything that history records. It is a new deal. In fact, a different game with different cards. And we who are now alive are privileged to witness its beginning. However blind most of us may be to its implications for ourselves and our posterity and for a new age and a new school." Well, Randall, don't that just back up what you just said?
Sure does. Because I'm telling you, the American people aren't the nice, warm, fuzzy, friendly people that they used to be just 20, 30 years ago. Now, they are so freaked out about money and what's theirs, what's not, and laws, and what they've been hustling up. It's just amazing to me how bad, how we come down from being such a great nation with great families, with great morals and principles to what we have today, where there's nobody at the helm. We're all passengers on this ghost ship courtesy of the Illuminati.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, the governors of the United States are members of the National Governors Association. They have national meetings to consolidate their policy decisions. In other words, they want all of the states to speak with one voice. In 1990, a policy was declared to promote the adoption of national education goals. You mentioned that in No Child Left Behind. And you said in reality, their agenda is no child advanced to think for himself. The Republican Bush administration endorsed the ideal in 1989. Multinational corporations and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supported in 1994. Congress, Democrats and Republicans passed and funded the goals of 2000. To educate America under a curriculum for the homeland, not for an individual thinking. So they're taking our individual thinking, turning it into mass group thinking or control thinking, and that is the danger, Randall, that I see coming up for the New World Order. They're planning it just exactly, and as you very well know, yesterday it was announced in the news. See how cunning crafted they are. They have this bill trying to go through Congress, and so they attached a rider to it, knowing that people were financially depleted and needed money, especially their tax refunds. And the IRS announced that they would withhold the tax refunds until Congress passed the present bill, which this IRS bill was attached as a rider. And so then, people needing their money will pressure their congressman to vote for the bill just to get the money, regardless of what the legislation underneath and hidden that the bill for this New World Order is designed to do.
Well, I'm not a bit surprised. But I think it's going to get a lot worse. I've seen the numbers out today. Walmart, down. Target, down. Christmas shopping, down. The numbers are being crunched, and it's coming up. Recession.
Right on. Fear.
Depression is on its way.
Right.
The new currency, you know, will be coming soon to the neighborhood near you, just as soon as George Caligula Bush can finish wiping out the middle class of America.
Right on.
And here's something else as we're wrapping up. Time, hour goes fast, doesn't
it? It does. It really does.
But I did find something interesting. On something on a little lighter note here, on the ancient Andean sun disk. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And I wish I had tonight more time, because I know you study, as you said you did, the Mormon religion. And I wanted to ask you what some of the issues you had with that religion, but due to the time constraints, and we're about out of time tonight, you can think about that for next week when I get back with you.
Okay.
I have some issues too, and I thought maybe we could clear up some of the misnomers on that subject for next week. But getting back to the ancient Andean sun disk, I want to tell the listeners that there are traces of the aphelium, or fallen angels, or ETs, or extraterrestrials. You got to remember now, listeners, that at the temple of Cusco, where originally the ancient Andean sun disk was, in the temple, they had a copy of it in gold. And the real one was hidden right after the Spanish came, and once the Indians figured out what they were up to, especially when it came to the gold and whatnot, they hid the real one. But when the Spanish came into the temple, and as they started taking out all the gold, the Spanish chroniclers did a lot of detailed work on all the confiscation of gold and artifacts that they took out. And the gold copy of the original ancient Andean sun disk, in its gold duplicated form, was well written up by the Spanish chroniclers. That's how we know about the ancient Andean sun disk. And what I think is important about this is that the ancient sun disk depicts the evolution of aliens, a parallel universe, alien spaceship, and speed of light time travel. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, Randall, in the last days, one of the most exciting things that really thrills me in my heart is that we have a promise from our Father that the mysteries that we, you know, an informed people will react to the knowledge, and an uninformed people will be slayed by those who have the knowledge. We're destroyed for the lack of it. And you asked me about the Mormon Church. One word, Masonic order. And so what we've got to do is break this controlled secret society that has wrapped itself in the cloth of the priesthood and fed the sheep this poison doctrine, if you will, that they can think for us and that we don't need to know anything. So a dumbed down population, we must rise from the ashes as the phoenix. And ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Randall?
Most profound, a spiral geoglyph found in the Nazca Desert. And the archaeology of the Nazca Lines and the Tin-Naku civilization around 600 A.D. had direct contact with an alien possessing high-tech powers.
Well, right down there in the country that you mentioned, on an archway that they have discovered, they deciphered some writing that the ancients, they don't know who built this great wall down there, but it has a writing on the archway, and it says, "We shall return in 2012. So this is a prophetic time, the great shift that we talked about previously. And there's a lot of exciting things coming down when all of the mysteries that have been hidden from the foundation of the world and all of these secret things that have been kept from us, I believe that they will unravel, unfold at such an extent that the genie will get out of the bottle and the sheep will be informed instead of misinformed, and we will take back his kingdom and we will rule and reign here upon planet Earth.
Well, in 2012, December 23rd, I'm looking for the rising of Atlantis. I'm also looking for the ancient Andean sun disk to be found. And in fact, in Nostradamus' prophecy, it talks about that.
It most certainly does.
And I'm also looking forward to the explanation of the 10 glass crystal skulls that were cut by nothing other than a laser as perfect as they were done.
Absolutely. Nothing new under the sun. What is to be has already been. Randall, we're running out of time, as you mentioned here. Let me get my address. If you would like to write and have, we record these messages that Randall and I do here on WWRB. If you'd like to have any copies of the message we've done, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. My telephone number, area code 423-626-2172. My email is buddy1@centurytale.net. Brother Randall, we've had a fast one here tonight, and I've enjoyed being with you.
Well, stay here, Pastor Buddy. It's always a good hour when we get together on WWRB, that only beacon of light shining down on a spiritually sad and depraved world.